We're talking television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We're joined by the Oracle to talk about something that sounds very mysterious today. How are you, my love?
I'm very good. Ready to go.
Well, today's theme is the case of the staircase. What's it all about?
The staircase is the dramatization. So this is very popular. And both the shows are like on the vein. So you take a real life story, generally a crime story or something of that sort, and then you make a TV show or a movie about it. Yep. And The Staircase is about Michael and Kathleen Peterson. There is an 11 or 12 episode like documentary about it on Netflix. And this is a movie. So look, 20 years ago, Kathleen Peterson either fell or was pushed or killed down the stairs, hence the staircase, by her husband, Michael Peterson, in a small town in America.
Right.
What's great about, I couldn't watch the documentary on Netflix, to be honest. I found it, like, just boring.
Oh. I was going to say, are you worried because you've got a staircase at home or something?
I just couldn't care less about Michael Peterson and his children, and I just kept thinking about this poor woman. So what made it amazing was that this French, very famous and qualified and incredibly talented French documentary makers wanted to cover the American justice system and how broken it was.
Yeah.
And when Michael got arrested, they decided to follow him. So the thing what makes the Staircase documentary amazing is that they have followed him in real life and they are fascinated by him. And in fact, the editor ended up being his girlfriend. So it's all a bit of a incestuous sort of thing.
Yeah.
But so the TV show The Staircase is Colin Firth as Michael Peterson, our own Toni Collette as Kathleen Peterson, and a whole bunch of other famous actors that people would know. So while the documentary of Michael Peterson and his maybe not crime and the American justice system is both sad and boring, even though it won a ton of awards, the TV show is great because Colin Firth is so likable. You know, he's Mr. Darcy, but he's playing a possible killer. So you get that, you know, you get that flavour, those levels. And Toni Collette is delightful. She's always delightful. She's delightful in drama. She's delightful in comedy.
True.
In all the other, I guess, iterations of this story, Kathleen is dead and we focus on Michael and his family and his court case. In this TV show, we get a lot of Kathleen, who obviously dies in the first episode. We get a lot of flashbacks. So It really gives you a sense of the real woman, not just some victim. And I think, you know, for that, it's worth watching, you know, if true crime is your thing, you know, with great actors, what's right. important is.
So at the end of it, has Michael Peterson been found guilty? Do we know the end of this story already?
We do. We know. And in fact, this is what's so interesting about this case versus others, is that he was found guilty, went to prison. Then there were some issues with the case that I'm not going to spoil. He got out of prison, and then there was this whole third act, really, where they're deciding whether he should be tried again. Or, you know, so he went from being 55 or 60 to being almost 80 now, and that whole entire period of his life, he has been in this criminal justice system in America, from being a white, wealthy guy. You know, it's interesting. They had kids, they had stepkids, he had adopted two children. So there's all of these other people. And in fact, Martha, his adopted daughter, is the actress from Game of Thrones. So there's a lot to see here. And I think it's worth a visit, especially for Toni Collette and Colin Firth playing a married couple.
All right, keep an eye out for that one. That's The Staircase on Binge. And once again, as always, keep an ear out for The Oracle when she joins us next Monday to talk more TV. Thank you, my love.
See you then.